Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Regarding my song in the last episode, I went ahead and listened to a little bit of it so I could be reminded of how it went, and it's something like this. Look me over, I'm the captain. He doesn't actually say captain, he says captain. But there's no M in captain, so why is there an M in there? Anyway, February 3rd is today. It is in the U.S., it is World Read Aloud Day. Well, look at that. I am celebrating by reading aloud this book to you. Every day is World Read Aloud Day for me. And then it is also National Signing Day. Well, so I'm clicking on the link because this could mean so many different things. Let's see. It is marks the start of the college football signing season. So it's college people signing to different college sports teams. And then worldwide in Mozambique. You don't hear a lot about Mozambique. I don't. It is Mozambican Heroes Day. So yes, let's go celebrate some Mozambican heroes. Okay, the first word is caption. C-A-P-T-I-O-N. Noun from circa 1670. One, the part of a legal document that shows where, when, and by what authority it was taken, found, or executed. 2a, the heading, especially of an article or document, and a synonym is title. 2b, the explanatory comment or designation accompanying a pictorial illustration. Oh, I love the cat. Have you ever looked at the New York Times cartoon caption contest? That was a mouthful. They post some videos of celebrities, comedians, actors, whoever, trying to play this game, and they often come up with some pretty good stuff. I am no good at coming up with captions for those, but I do very much enjoy hearing what people got to say. Okay, so that was that, and now we have 2C, a motion picture subtitle. We have been basically watching everything with the captions when we can, because even though we can hear it, if it's in like British or Irish, sometimes their accents can be pretty heavy, so that definitely helps. But also, you actually get a lot more out of it than you probably would think you would. You might miss a word that is maybe semi-important. Sometimes there's words in the background, maybe on the radio or TV, and that can be sometimes kind of important. So I definitely recommend watching things with the captions on. Captionless is an adjective. I guess you can't really say caption full because if it's captioned, that already means that. So there are no captions on this thing. It is captionless. So this is probably short for certificate of caption, which then in parentheses it says taking and then comma seizure. Certificate of caption. Okay, that's probably more about the number one definition. Moving on to the second form of caption, transitive verb from 1848, to furnish with a caption. Yep. Next is captious, C-A-P-T-I-O-U-S, adjective from the 14th century. One, marked by an often ill-natured inclination to stress faults and raise objections, as in captious critics. Marked by an often ill-natured inclination to stress faults. Yes, critics are definitely doing that. Number two, calculated to confuse, entrap, or entangle in argument, as in a captious question. So another synonym is the word critical. Yes, you're being very critical when you're captious. Captiously is an adverb. Captiousness is a noun. And let's see, this is from the Latin captio, which means deception or verbal quibble, from capere, which means to take. And there's more at the word heave, H-E-A-V-E. Next we have captivate, verb from circa 1555. Looks like it's only transitive. One is archaic. Synonyms are seize and capture. I have captivated you with my words. I don't know. Number two, to influence and dominate by some special charm, art, or trait, and with an irresistible appeal. Then another synonym is the word attract. Okay, next we have, captivation is a noun, and captivator is also a noun. A captivator is using their captivation skills to captivate you. Next we have captive. They are captivating the captive. This is an adjective from the 14th century. 1a, taken and held as or as if a prisoner of war. 1b1, kept within bounds. Synonym is confined. 1b2, of or relating to captive animals, as in captive breeding. That is the breeding that is happening when they are captive, but if they are in the wild, it is just regular breeding. 2, held under control of another, but having the appearance of independence, especially owned or controlled by another concern and operated for its needs rather than for an open market, as in a captive mine. Like, is that the mine that you go digging for coal and diamonds and stuff? Number 3, being such involuntarily because of a situation that makes free choice or departure difficult, as in a captive audience. Wow, I don't know. Sometimes these definitions just seem unnecessarily extravagant or something. I'm sure it's not, but my brain is a little slow. I hope that you are a captive audience listening to me teach you these things. And then just captive is a noun. And I don't think there's any etymology I want to say to you, so we are going to move on to captivity. Noun from the 14th century. 1, the state of being captive, as in some birds thrive in captivity. Why is that? Is that because when they're in the wild, there's a higher chance that they would get eaten by something or get some illness from being outside, and that's why they thrive? They have a longer lifespan. I think depending on the species, sometimes they're good in captivity, even though they probably shouldn't be there. They live longer. They get health insurance. They get medical care. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't live as long. That's a whole thing. Okay, number 2 is obsolete. It is a group of captives. A captivity is a group of captives. People who have been captivated by somebody in some way. Okay, next we have captopril. C-A-P-T-O-P-R-I-L. Captopril. Noun from 1978. One. An antihypertensive drug, C9H15NO3S, that is an ACE inhibitor. ACE is all caps, A-C-E. And this is from mercaptan plus O plus proline plus ill. So they just combine a bunch of things that means something to somebody, but not to me. Okay, next we have captor, C-A-P-T-O-R. It's like raptor. I have this envision in my head about a raptor being a captor. Ooh, maybe there's a song. Raptor captor. I want to be your raptor captor, baby. I want to be your raptor captor. I don't know what that means, but it's a song with two words that rhyme. And it's a raptor that captivates people. This is going on way too long. This is a noun from circa 1688. One that has captured a person or thing. Yes, raptors can definitely be a captor. Okay, next we have the first form of the word capture. So a captor captures people by captivating them, and then they are captives. This is a noun from circa 1542. One, an act or instance of capturing, as 1a, an act of catching, winning, or gaining control by force, stratagem, or guile. Got to use all those things. 1B, a move in a board game, as chess or checkers, that gains an opponent's piece. You have captured my rook. 1C, the absorption by an atom, nucleus, or particle of a subatomic particle that often results in subsequent emission of radiation or in fission. Yes, that's a thing that happens. Subatomic particle that often results in subsequent emission. If you don't know, when you release a particle or something, that is radiation. That's how radiation happens. I don't know. That's all I'm taking from that. 1D, the act of recording in a permanent file, as in data capture. 2, one that has been taken as a prized ship. I have taken this ship, and it is very prized, so it is my capture. Next is the second form of capture. It is a verb from 1574. We are starting with transitive, and I think... Yes, it must only be transitive because I don't think there would be an intransitive way to use this word capture that I can think of. So, number 1A, to take captive, also to gain control of, especially by force, as in capture a city. 1B, to gain or win, especially through effort, as in captured 60% of the vote. I hope that's enough for you to win. 2A, to emphasize, represent, or preserve as a scene, mood, or quality. Oh, wait, there's more. To emphasize, represent, or preserve in a more or less permanent form, as in, at any such moment as a photograph might capture. At any such moment as a photograph might capture. That is a quote from C.E. Montagu. People back in the day spoke and wrote very differently than we do now. I would never think to write something like that. I'm also just not a good writer in general. But anyway, another example is a scene, a mood, or example. That is what can be captured in a more or less permanent form. Next is 2B, to record in a permanent file, as in a computer. 3, to captivate and hold the interest of. That is why my episodes are fairly short, because I want you to be captured, and then you can move on to something else nearby, soonly. Yes, within 15 minutes, you should be able to go and do something else. Okay, number 4, to take according to the rules of a game. 5, to bring about the capture of, and a subatomic particle is an example. And then a synonym is the word catch. Next is capture the flag. 3 words, noun from circa 1925. A game in which players on each of 2 teams seek to capture the other team's flag and return it to their side without being captured and imprisoned. I've played this a few times. I never felt very good at it. I was very stressed out about how to do this because I always knew that there were people better than me. So... it was a very stressful time. Next and last word for this episode is capuche, or capuche. C-A-P-U-C-H-E. Capuche. Noun from circa 1600. It just means a hood. That's the synonym, hood. Especially the cowl of a Capuchin friar. So we are actually going to learn about Capuchin in the next episode, but... maybe it's a location or something, and there are friars, and they wear a cowl or a hood, and that is called a capuche. This is from the Italian cappuccio, which is from capa, which means cloak, and that is good for that. So we had caption. Oh, you know what? I don't think I actually picked a word of the episode in the last episode, did I? No, I don't think I did. Well, let's see. Let's look at those real quick. We'll do 2 words of the episode for this one. Maybe I just want to pick capstone as the word of the episode because I'm curious about where that came from. Okay, so in today's episode, we had caption, captious, captivate, captive, captivity, captopril, captor, capture, capture the flag, and capuche. Well, maybe I shall pick captivate as the word of the episode, because I don't know why. I don't know. I just picked it. Okay, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.